asked Malcolm Clark. He's the coordinator of the Children's Food Campaign. And is it, and do correct me if I'm wrong, Malcolm, you're handing out toothbrushes in the queue of the London Eye. Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. Yes, well, we were doing it yesterday morning when the London Eye reopened as the Coca-Cola London Eye, and particularly, you know, for the first 500 or so visitors who came, because it's 500, as the stat you've already mentioned, it's 500 children a week are hospitalised due to rotten teeth, due to teeth decay. So that was why we were there yesterday morning, doing our protest.
Which and what...
It was meaningful in terms of the toothbrushes handed out. Mm.
What I love, clearly, Malcolm, is that you've lost your voice while doing it. You've been shouting at people to brush their teeth so often. What was the response, particularly from parents, when you were handing out these toothbrushes?
Yeah, I mean, didn't need to shout much. People, we had nice little messages on the toothbrushes, but you know, obviously that engaged people in having the conversations, and certainly, you know, the parents, and even if there were nutritionists or health workers or others, who kind of instantly would get, ah, yes, I understand what you're doing, and then even other people would, like, when we talked to them and, you know, just gave the pure facts, you know, soft drinks are the largest single source of sugar in children and teenagers' diets. You know, we're all consuming too much, and actually, is Coca-Cola sponsorship the most appropriate thing for a major family attraction? Mm. And so we had that dialogue, you know, obviously.
And what do people say to you when you ask them that? I mean, I can understand if there's a level of apathy from parents.
Yes, obviously, you know, being completely honest, it's the London Eye. You have, you know, people from many different countries visiting, not all of whom, you know, could obviously converse back in English to me, and my knowledge of foreign languages isn't great. But, you know, for those we did speak to, yeah, quite a lot were interested. They were pleased that we were, you know, even if they didn't fully agree with our whole campaign, which is actually about you know, making the point that actually we need a sugary drinks duty on sugar, 20p per litre sugary drinks duty, even if they weren't fully agreeing yet on that, they were going, yes, you're absolutely right to make this point, you know, about Coca-Cola and the London Eye.
And why does that point need to be made now that you're basically bringing in a sugar tax?
The statistics that are produced by Public Health England and others kind of just point to not just the obesity crisis that we've got, but, you know, say the dental health crisis, and the fact that also there isn't money often to pay for all the costs of treatment for as much as we'd like. And actually what we're saying is, or the evidence, both the academic evidence, the evidence from France, Mexico, other places you've introduced such a duty, is that if you put a 20 per litre duty on sugary drinks, that will reduce consumption of sugar, and that produces health benefits. And actually, here in London, we produced evidence done by the University of Liverpool just at the end of last year, which said that, you know, a sugary drinks duty introduced just in London alone would save the NHS 39 million and improve the quality of life for many thousands of people through, you know, less diet-related disease, less diabetes, less strokes and heart disease. So it is something that can have a real impact.
So how are you going to compel government and big companies like Merlin Entertainment for the London Eye, how are you going to compel them to not take sponsorship money, which clearly needed, from companies like Coca-Cola, in order to sort of, in a kind of slightly nanny state-ish way, prevent your children from rotting their teeth?
Well, I say there's two ways of doing it. One is to encourage people to go on to our website, childrenshealthfund.org.uk, where they can actually look at the impact of the sugary drinks duty might have in their own borough, because you've got it borough by borough, and then they can make their own judgments, and if they want to support the campaign, you know, join up. But also, this campaign is supported by, you know, dozens of different national organisations, Citizens UK, the grassroots organising body, a kind of a community organising body. I've seen lots of public health organisations like the Royal Medical Colleges, and unions like Unite. So it's actually about getting all these people to spread the word, and to actually keep the arguments going to government to say, actually, this is something that's needed. And what's, well, yeah, for our point of view, what's really interesting is that this is something that, you know, Lord Darzi in his London Health Commission report published at the end, again, towards the end of last year, said, yes, this is definitely an idea that needs to be done.
And even the chief medical officer, Dame Sally Davies, has said a 20% tax on sugary fizzy drinks might be needed.
Absolutely. So it's about having this debate, you know, producing more academic evidence, producing actually the argument that, you know, this isn't just a wide food tax. This is something that's just on sugary drinks, not a necessity, and can have a real impact.